I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Change is in the air in Sudan, and it's especially good for Christians. More details on that in just a moment. And Giving Tuesday is around the corner. Stick around to learn how you can give thanks by giving back. We'll get to that story in just a couple of minutes. But first, we're going to start in Sudan, where religious persecution has affected people regardless of their own backgrounds. For example, schools built by Christians have been shut down, and Muslim students haven't had anywhere else to go. However, Ilya Jadi, the African bureau chief at World Watch Monitor, says there are significant changes in Sudan. The government's scaling back on persecution measures. The question believers have, though, is will this change last? Jadi says Sudan...
It's an Islamic regime. And I think it's not going to change. But the way they are dealing or treating a religious minority, particularly Christian, may change because it's about politics. If the U.S., for example, is putting some pressure on the Sudanese government, definitely we will see some improvement. So it all depends on Western countries, Western government.
Jadi says the global church has seen how persecution can be a tool for growth, especially in places like Sudan.
We as an organization, whether media or advocacy group, our aim is to see improvement, is to see churches growing or acting freely without persecution or pressure from the state or from locals or people.
So continue praying that regardless of circumstance, Sudanese believers hold fast to Christ. Next, for local farmers in Mozambique, long days toiling in their fields leaves little time for spiritual things. Audio Scripture Ministries hopes to provide some support by teaching new and more efficient farming techniques. They're also offering audio Bibles on their program, Farming with God. Joshua Harrison with ASM explains why there's a need.
Right now for small farmers in Mozambique, their yield is about 5 bushels an acre of corn. In the U.S. in 2016-2017, the average U.S. corn yield per acre was 175 bushels an acre. So that's 35 times less in Mozambique.
So the team in Mozambique recently laid a test plot. They wanted to compare the test plot's harvest with those typical of the area to see how local produce yields could be improved. And already, the test plot is providing ways to connect with the locals.
We've already had a lot of visitors stop by asking good questions. So we're excited that this will open up doors for new techniques for them that will lift them up out of the levels of poverty they're in right now, and also open doors for the gospel as they think about what it means to farm with God.
So a couple ways we can pray. Pray the test plot would be successful and that God would open more doors to speak with local farmers in Mozambique about crops and the harvest of the gospel. And yesterday was Thanksgiving. That means Giving Tuesday is right around the corner. As we thank the Lord for his blessings, we can go on to bless others. One community that could use our encouragement is the Ugandan Deaf Christian Community. Deaf Bible Society recently sent a team to visit Ugandan deaf believers, and they were moved by the desire to know God's word. Deaf Bible's Kristen Dodd was part of that team.
The reason that that is the number and it's so specific is because $28 will train and equip one deaf person to share God's word with at least 10 deaf people in their community. So in total, we're hoping to be able to equip and train 100 people in the Ugandan deaf community to share the Bible.
So this Giving Tuesday, Deaf Bible's raising $2,800 to encourage deaf Christians in Uganda.
There was a lot of conversations about the Bible and how there were specific books or things that they didn't understand because they didn't have translations for that yet. And so just the fact that they only have this portion of the entire view of the Bible and that they have so many questions left just really motivated me to come back here and work to try and fundraise so that we can finish that translation and help that community understand what the Bible is really saying.
If you're moved to give, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Find your place in this story. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If you've never read the Bible from beginning to end and have always wanted to, this is for you. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. A book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes a day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.